Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Yeah, bringing on a guest with me today. I did a show earlier today, had a guest on, got another one for you today. I will be joined by a fellow investor from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, if you're new to the show, I'm also an investor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Ed is going to join me. And I'll tell you, although Ed may reside in Dallas-Fort Worth and in the Metroplex, he is not just investing in DFW. So we're going to hear a little bit more about that, of course, as well as his progression as a real estate investor. And not only is Ed a successful investor, but he's also now giving back, as many members at Lifestyles Unlimited do. And he's giving back by being part of the team that teaches the two-day financial freedom seminar. And we'll talk about that, of course, a little later in the show. But to begin with, Ed, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. And I'll tell you, I just met you recently for the first time at one of the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies, maybe 2 months ago or so. And that's the great thing about all the events and everything that goes on is I have the opportunity to meeting somebody new. So I met Ed. I was like, Ed's got a great story. Ed, I got to get you on the program. So why don't you give us a little bit of context and start off by telling us a little bit about your background, where you came from, where you are now.
Sure, thanks. About 4.5, 5 years ago, my wife and I were looking to invest, and we didn't know at all where to invest our money at all. We were not involved with Lifestyles yet, and we talked to my financial advisor, who was one of my brothers, and he was putting together a package for us that was mostly around mutual funds, and he was going to go with international funds because of my age. I was almost 50 years old at that time. And he was like, you know, we need to go real aggressive because, you know, we want to make sure you get good returns. And then I also reached out to a realtor friend of mine who I knew did rental properties. And he's the only person I knew at the time. And he helped me look at how I could do a rental property. And when I showed my brother the returns I was going to get on the rental property, he goes, oh, you're looking at real estate. You should always real estate. That's great. He goes, don't even look at this. So, I bought this rental property, but I did make some okay money on it. But along the way, I was just trying to figure out how I could do it better and stumbled into Lifestyles Unlimited. And even just at the free seminar that I went to, I realized that what I was doing there with this duplex that I bought, I realized I could do better. And Lifestyles was already teaching me things even at the free seminar. And so I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in the preferred program. I decided multifamily sounded like a much better way to go for me. And I ended up selling that duplex and went right into multifamily. And Sandy, I don't know how far you want me to go in, but I can start telling you about my progression into multifamily.
Yeah, let's get into that. I do, in just a moment, I do want to clarify. So you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area like I am. The duplex, where was that?
It was in a town called Gunner. We pronounce it Gunner. It's G-U-N-T-E-R. Yeah. The T is silent, of course, because we're Texans. But yeah, it was about two towns north of where I live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so it was easy for me to kind of keep up with it. And it was a duplex. So from my perspective, it made sense. If I lost one resident, I'd still have another one, you know, paying the bulk of the mortgage. And it did great. It didn't lose money by any means. It just, I found there was better ways that I could have done it at the time.
Yeah. And just for the listener, you know, we'll talk a little bit later in the program about investing in what we call tertiary markets. Think smaller markets, although some of those tertiary markets are big, as we'll learn. But Gunner, I would put in that category. But I'll tell you, I that's what, halfway between Dallas-Fort Worth and Sherman, up along the border there, almost. Yep. With Oklahoma, that area, I mean, maybe it was luck, maybe it was planned, but that area has just exploded, hasn't it?
It really has. In fact, I would not mind investing in it again now with single family, now that I know what I know. So it's really not a bad place. It's just how I executed. It wasn't where. it was how I executed was what Lifestyles has taught me.
It's interesting. So you got kind of lucky. You stumbled into this, in essence, working with your brother on the financial planning side, mutual funds, right? That's what everybody does. If you're gainfully employed and you're paying into a 401k, that's largely mutual funds. You're not in any kind of control, but you happened upon this realtor and as luck would have it, got into a duplex. And just for the listener as well, you use the term single family from a financing perspective, a single house, right? Just a regular single family house, duplex, triplex, quad. Those are all considered single family. That's how they're financed, using regular, you know, Fannie Mae type loans that you probably have on your personal house. It's after you get above that, that we get into that multifamily. So this was your first single family, or was that the entirety of it?
Well, it was my second one, and the reason I say that is the first one was actually with the same realtor. He actually helped us move out of a house we had about 10 years earlier by renting out a house that he had sold us, and the market was just tough at the time, and we rented out a house we had for about 2 years before we sold it, and that's how we discovered that he helped people with rentals, because he also was a property manager. And so that's how we knew he could do this. And that was a very scary experience. So technically, this duplex was my second time in, but the first one was so scary, we white-knuckled the whole thing. it was really a miracle we ever went back in. But it was a stopgap. It got us through a time that we needed to get through. We did none of it right, other than we did follow his advice, and it helped us get through a way to make our house worth enough to sell at the time. And that was what that did. So.
You were an accidental landlord, and there are a lot of them out there. Yeah. If you look at the demographics, there are a lot of what they call mom and pop landlords out there. That's exactly how they get into it as well. And maybe that's as far as they go. Now, I'm happy to hear, and the listener was as well, that you took it a step farther. Now, we're going to head into a break here in just a moment. So you had that accidental landlord experience on the truly single family side with your personal house. Real estate's very forgiving, by the way. You milked that fact, got it sold, got into the duplex, experienced some of the appreciation, though, which is tremendous, and then moved on. And we're going to hear when we come back from the break what that progression was, where you went on down that road. So stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself, who got started in 87, go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, but what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by one of my fellow Dallas-Fort Worth area investors, Ed. And we were just learning a little bit of his backstory in the first segment, where he was coming from, how he initially got his feet wet in real estate. We're going to hear a little bit more of that progression here in just a moment. I do want to throw the telephone number out there for the studio. If you've got any questions for Ed today or myself, you can call us at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or for the shy folks out there, send me an email. I've got that open. It's askandy@luinc.com. And we can take a look at that question with Ed as well. So Ed, single family house, accidental landlord, very common. Then moved on to duplex, which is in the financing world, that's still single family. How did your progression track after that? When did you join Lifestyles? Let's answer that first.
Yeah, sure. So We joined in 2016, and it was a long story that I won't tell here. I would love to talk to people when they come visit us at LU, but the very brief version of it is that I was looking to potentially maybe build houses, since the builder that I bought that duplex from did such a horrible job, and I met with a guy at the Collins College that did consulting, free consulting for people starting businesses. And the one question I had for him that I couldn't figure out was, how do I find vendors? And he said, well, I, in a previous life, used to work for a contractor, and they were members of this local real estate, you know, club kind of thing. He didn't really know what it was. And he said, but they're called Lifestyles Unlimited. Just join their financial freedom program, you can have access to their vendor program. And this is on a Friday afternoon. So I went and looked up the Lifestyles Unlimited that night, and they had a two-day seminar the next day. Free seminar the next day. And so I went to it, and I immediately realized that home building is a horrible idea. It sounds like it would be so much harder, and the rest is history. I completely went with this in multifamily, and was the way for me to go. And so that's how it went.
That's what led you. And it's interesting the way you came to us. It was by virtue of your own creativity. You saw the problems with your building with that duplex, and hey, I got to solve this problem. I'm going to address it by building my own. I think we have a lot of creativity in the group, which is part of the value of the, you know, the Lifestyles Unlimited ecosystem, and being able to have these conversations, not on air, but, you know, at the case study, at the expo, and so on. But it's interesting that that's what brought you to us, was specifically the vendor program. We talk about that from time to time on the show. And maybe we'll have a contractor or lender or someone actually join us on the program. But basically what Ed's talking about is we have what we call a vendor hub. And you know, you're approaching this from multifamily. I may be from single family. If we need a new AC guy, it's a great place to go to source that contractor, right?
Absolutely. I've even used them for my home here, you know, my private residence on occasion, just because they're so great.
Absolutely. Foundation work. I had it done a couple years ago. Where did I go? That's exactly where I went. And one other thing, Ed, you mentioned the free workshop for the listener. If that's something you're interested in checking out, we no longer do that in person because of, you know, pandemic, that sort of thing. It's very easy and very comfortable to do right now from the comfort of your home. If you go to the lifestylesunlimited.com website, there's a button, very clear, can't miss it. It's in yellow, says register for free workshop. You can do that from your house. What is it, Ed? About an hour and a half online.
Exactly. Yeah, not very long at all.
Yeah, and it's actually interactive, so you can ask questions. It's not just a webinar that's rebroadcast. You are live with the presenter. So, all right, carrying on, you went to that free workshop, thanks to the vendor program, in fact. And what happened next? What was your progression then?
So once I kind of figured out which way was up a little bit, I then realized, you know, I joined the FPP program, and then I went to the two-day seminar, and because I wanted to go so quickly, and because of my day job, I couldn't go to the next one in Dallas. I drove down to San Antonio and went to one like the next week, and stayed in a hotel and went and saw David down there, and was so excited. My wife was like, "Do not join," you know. She was like, "You know, she was like, "You're moving too fast." But that's the great trade-off that my wife and I have, is that I like to take action. She likes to make sure everything's, you know, researched. And when we listen to each other, we usually make great decisions together. So I went and I got my, you know, excitement and listened and told David, you know, David, you're just going to have to respect my decision that I can't join this time. But I need to check this out for myself. And then the next month he was up in Dallas. And that gave me a month to get all excited and tell my wife all about it and, you know, told her everything. And she was able to, you know, hear most of it. And then she went with me the next month. And by the end of the, you know, second day, she got up immediately. And I thought she was leaving, but no, she went straight to the back table and was like, "Let's join." I was like, "Oh, this is awesome." So we joined, and that was in 2016.
Nice. So just to clarify a few things there, you mentioned the FFP, that's the Financial Freedom Program. That's the starting point for everybody. And that gives you access to this two-day seminar that Ed is referencing, which in his case was taught by David Fisher down in San Antonio, and I guess again here in Dallas. And that's the very pithy, very meaty two-day session where you go into single family for 8 hours on day one and multifamily on day two. And I think it's interesting because you've got the type A personality, your wife has the type B, so you guys have to meet somewhere in the middle, don't you?
We really do, and while it definitely can cause some conflicts at some level, what we decided to do was to use it to our advantage, and to, when things are complicated, to really lean on her side for the research, and when things need to be executed, to lean on my side for, you know, quick decision-making and execution, and for both of us to listen to each other on both sides.
And I think for the listener out there that is married or has a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever, if you have that skeptic on the other side that's sitting next to you there, get them out to the two-day. Or get them out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo that's coming up. In fact, that's a great place to help break down those barriers. And if it's a number cruncher, they got to have those numbers. I'm one of those, Ed. I'm one of those. I have to see that. I had to see it. And I did. And it totally dispelled a lot of the fear and whatnot. That two-day seminar really is the place to go. So you got her in. You guys became members. What happened next? Obviously, you're focused on apartments now. Where did you go?
So we joined, and, you know, of course, we didn't know what we wanted to do first. And so we were, to use an old expression, we were kind of a missile looking for a target. And out of the blue, so this is a little divine intervention, but since it's a Sunday morning, you know, we'll just use a little bit of that. I got a call out of the blue. From a guy that was a friend of a friend, and we had met one time at this friend's backyard barbecue, and he was looking for duplexes in Gunner, and his realtor was doing name searches on owners and saw my name, gave it to him, and he recognized my name, called me, and said, "I want to buy your duplex."
All right, we're gonna hit a pause. Hit the pause button. We're gonna head into a break. He gave you a call. We're gonna hear what happened next. Stick around.
Financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by fellow investor from Dallas-Fort Worth, Ed. And we're going to get a little bit more into his progression. If you do have any questions today, the number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And Ed, we're getting a little bit farther down the path with you on that progression. You're just getting ready to sell that duplex you had picked up. Why don't you pick it up from there?
You bet. So yeah, I got an unsolicited call from a mutual friend, and he wanted to buy my duplex. And so I told him, I said, "I just bought it a couple months ago." He said, "I don't care. I really want to buy it." So I sold it to him, and we took that money, and we started looking around, and sure enough, we bought a what's called an IRO, and an IRO basically it's a term we use. It just means it's an independent rental owner. It means that I didn't have other investors that were in on the deal from a passive perspective. It just means that me and this one other guy that was in LU, we'd known each other for years, we bought it together. And we bought it down in Ennis. It was a 10-unit, and we decided that we wanted to do that first before we ever led a deal with investors, because we wanted to make sure we had all the kinks worked out and make sure everything worked, and we didn't want to waste other people's money first, just in case something didn't work.
Proof of concept, right?
Yeah, kind of proof of concept. And, of course, everything worked great, and we learned so much. And we followed the path and the plan that Dell put out, and everything went really well until another day that we got a call out of the blue from one of the Lifestyles Unlimited realtors, and somebody else in LU wanted to buy it. And I said, but it's not for sale. And they said, oh, it is. And so we were like, okay, you're right. And so we sold it. And you know what? I doubled my money, a little more than doubled my money in 19 months. And so that was a fantastic experience.
So to put that in percentage terms, since a lot of people may think in terms of returns, that's a 100 or more, 100% return in, what would you say, 19 months?
Yes, I got all my money back, plus all that money again, plus a little more, actually.
Wow. And again, Lady Luck found you, said, hey, I'm going to help you unload that thing so you can move a little bit farther down that path and continue your progression. So you jumped up, just like with the Dupex, jumped on the opportunity. And I think for the listener, you know, you have to be paying attention. You have to be in the game and be ready to strike when these opportunities present themselves, don't you?
I do. Now, we didn't wait. These weren't done serially. I actually had already decided that things were doing just fine. And so before that 19 months was up, I had already decided. So this was actually a little less than a year into that. I decided to go ahead and purchase my first what's called syndicated deal, and this is a 44-unit property in Dallas, and that was the first time I put other investors in. Other passive investors came in with me, 15 other actual investors from Lifestyles Unlimited, and we bought a property on the east side of Dallas, and it was a great property, and we bought that in 2018, and that was my first syndication. It was a good experience all around. Different experience, though.
For sure. Well, what are you doing? You are now the shepherd of the monies of 15 other families, of 15 other people, your investors, your passive investors. How easy or hard was it to raise the funds for that bigger investment?
Yes, that's a great question. So it was a little more difficult than I thought initially, because money came in very quickly at first, and then it slowed down very quickly, because I think what happens is you have a number of people that like to invest with people that are new, and then you have another group of people that are skeptical people that are new in within the organization. And so I got a quick shot of about half the money, and then the second half of the money I had to kind of get out there and roll my sleeves up and, you know, knock on doors, you know, figuratively speaking, and really work at it. And I was brand new in the organization. Nobody knew me, and I didn't have that many people on my, you know, proverbial list. And so I had to really work it. But, you know, that's what you do when you're new. And so I did it, and we made our numbers. In fact, I raised more than the ask, and, you know, that's what you want. And so it worked out just fine, but it was a little more stressful than I thought on the raise side on that first one.
Yeah, okay. So you hadn't quite taken your IRO, your independent rental owner deal, to completion. So you've got some track record there, but not the full story. And I get that. And it's interesting, you know, Lifestyles Unlimited does, again, to use that word, ecosystem, makes it very easy to bring people together, but you still got to work for it. You still have to put together a good business plan, right? You have to have that private placement memorandum and sell the deal, essentially, to your network, of course. And that's a great thing as well. Like I mentioned at the start of the show, where did I meet Ed? I met him at one of the case study events. And just to throw this out there as well, Ed, for that aspiring syndicator, that aspiring lead investor at Lifestyles Unlimited, they're going to have a great opportunity to network with potential passive investors, other lead investors, other syndicators, in other words, very soon, because we have our Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up this week, less than 7 days away. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the final segment, but I do want to tease that just a little bit to get your attention. I've got a promo code for you as well to help you get in the door, but that's the type of place to go to find your passive, to find your deals that you want to invest in as a passive. So 44 units, 2018. Let's continue down that path of the progression. What came next? Because I know that wasn't your last.
Right. Yeah, so the IRO was 2017. The first syndication was in 2018. In 2019, we bought our second syndication, and that was in Arlington, about a mile from the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And that was a slightly smaller unit, but the you know, the prices are a little higher there, so you know, a little bit of adjustment there. Bought it from another LU investor, and then bought that one. And the raise was not as difficult that time because I was a little more established. People knew me, and my story about the IRO had gone around, so it was just naturally, you know, a lot easier to raise that money, and so that was easier. And so anyway, that was in 2019.
2018, we got our first deal as a lead, as a syndicator. 2019, the second, and there's one more.
Yeah, and then in 2020, it was time to go big. Everything we'd learned from the three properties that we'd already owned and been operating, we decided to go with the 200 unit. And
wow.
I bought that one in Tyler, Texas, and a little bit of a out of the Dallas-Fort Worth common area. And loved that market and bought that one. Again, 200 units. And we have four full-time staff members there. And it was just a fantastic opportunity using a LU vendor management company to manage that. And that has been a really good experience. Very, very happy with them. And so that's really, for me, and this isn't the right answer for everybody, but for me, that is the right size for a property. And that'll be my plan going forward, is the larger property. And hopefully staying in that East Texas area, because I like to keep them kind of near each other.
Understood. And I'm with you. I love East Texas. I love those tertiary markets. Tyler is one of those tertiary markets, albeit a larger one. I think in the coming segment, we'll talk a little bit about Tyler. That was my whole plan weeks ago when I first spoke with you, was to have you on the show when I was in Tyler until, you know, sinus infection and so on. But we're bringing that back up here. So we'll talk a little bit about Tyler and 200 units. And Ed, we mentioned this earlier in the show. You are one of the presenters at the Financial Freedom Seminar. I want to talk a little bit about that in the next segment as well, because you're a perfect case study in the progression. You're able to teach people because you've done the IRO side. You've done the smaller multifamily lead deals. And now getting on to the larger one, where you get into things like what economies of scale, having, like you said, a staff managing from a little bit farther away. What is Tyler? Or two-hour drive from Dallas-Fort Worth?
Yeah, it is 2 hours from my house, yes.
Yeah, so it's a little bit farther out there. All great concepts and all things that we talk about at that two-day Financial Freedom Seminar. So we're going to head into our final break. When we get back, Ed and I are going to unload a couple things there. Again, talking about Tyler, we're going to talk a little bit about the expo, because I want to be sure you know that is right here in our backyard. You want to get out there. Time's ticking, so stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you've got any questions, you can email me at askandy@lu.com. inc.com. And today I'm joined by Ed. Ed is, like me, he's an investor that is based out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we've been hearing his story throughout the course of the show. If you are just now joining, you're going to want to hear this. He's got a lot of good information. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. The shows, the radio programs are archived there, so you can give this a listen at your leisure. But we heard a little bit about Ed's progression from single accidental landlord, actually, like a lot of people are, to duplex, to independent rental owner, a 10-unit that he and a partner bought by themselves, and then on the path of lead investor or syndicator. And that has taken us over just a handful of years now to Tyler, Texas. And as we learned just a moment ago, that's what we call a tertiary market, but a larger one compared to Ed, where you were in Gunner, Texas, which I love that area, don't get me wrong. But I want to hear a little bit about the draw. What drew you to Tyler, Texas, as a market that's 2 hours from Dallas?
Well, I think a little bit of it, just to be really frank with you, is availability. Sometimes, you know, the availability is a draw. I was looking around Texas. I had been looking in Bryan, College Station, and had to turn some deals down there. But I was looking in secondary and tertiary market. I just was not happy with what I was finding in the Dallas area at the time. And this was last summer. That's why Tyler really appealed to me, because it's a strong market, but it's not a primary market. And so I was able to support the size of the property because it has a good job market. It has a good economy. It wasn't based on just one economy. You know, if one area went south in that area, it wouldn't affect everybody that, you know, lived in my apartments. It wasn't like a college town. If you know, school's out, everybody moved out. It's not that kind of thing.
So, not a one-horse town or an oil town, in other words. In West Texas, exactly. We have a lot of those, yeah.
Yep. So it was just a lot of diversity of jobs, and I really liked that. And, you know, a little selfishly, it's just a place I like to go to, and I like to be there. It's just an enjoyable place to be. And so I would like to further invest there in the future, whether it be more, you know, more multifamily, of course, and then additionally some single family as well to kind of diversify the portfolio.
I'm curious, as a tertiary market that's out there, are you seeing fewer investors from out of state? I think that's part of the problem we have in Dallas-Fort Worth. It is a primary market, and we do have that influx of cash from, say, the coasts. Is there less competition in that sense than in those farther flung markets?
I'm seeing just as much interest out there from out of state as I am in state, mainly because the brokers that are here are bringing their buyers in from wherever their buyers are. And so if their buyers are out of state, then they're going to bring them in, whether their property's in Tyler or whether it's in Dallas. So the competition's kind of equal opportunity these days, which is unfortunate. I would love to keep Tyler a secret, but there's really nowhere is a secret so much anymore. The competition's everywhere.
Should have told me that before I asked about Tyler.
I know, right?
The cat's out.
Yeah, I don't think this was necessarily breaking the news here, unfortunately.
No.
Fortunately, I guess I should say. It was already kind of already out there. But yeah, the cap rate I bought at, believe me, it was not a secret even when I bought it. So.
Okay, gotcha. So it's just, I think a big point for the listener as well is when you join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, you have a lot of opportunity. We have investors, you mentioned Arlington, that we just, I think, just got under contract in Arlington. It's still in play in other parts of the Metroplex. But then we have people that are moving farther out. You know, we got into a deal down on the coast. We have members operating in Kingsville, Texas, right? If you know where that is, if you don't, look it up on a map. It's down in South Texas, outside of San Antonio, Houston. I mean, all over the board and outside to Texas. So there's a real diversity of investment opportunity out there. And Ed, obviously you're taking advantage of just one of the sub-markets around us. I see a lot of stuff up in Sherman, which is another tertiary market near us, or down to Waco, perhaps. So just a lot of diversity, a lot of opportunity, which for me, I'm not a lead investor. I'm looking at passive deals, maybe a small deal myself, but that's great for me because I like those tertiary, those secondary and tertiary markets. I think the numbers are good. Final question, or what I want to shift gears to now, is we've heard a lot of your progression, and it's your very progression that has taken you to a position where you're now able to give back and do give back as one of our presenters on a national level of the Financial Freedom Seminar. And that's something that comes with the Financial Freedom Program membership. And can you tell us a little bit about what goes on at that seminar, commonly called the 2-day, right? What goes on there?
So those two-day seminars are just a fantastic place for us to get information to current members and, of course, potential members to discover what we're all about, to find out how they can get involved. It's a way for a member to find out how they can manage their own single-family property if they want to do that, or they can discover more about operating best practices for their small IRO on a multifamily if they want to do that, or they can discover how, you know, what resources LU has for helping them in a more of a full-service manner with some of our premium memberships that we have available that go beyond the Financial Freedom Program. So it's just a great place to discover all those resources in one place. But mainly it's there to give information on to members to find out how they can be self-serviced on those single families and those small, IRO-type properties, multifamily properties.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, my earlier guest on another program, John, he's also from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He was in seven single-family houses when he joined, and he joined in part to improve his operations on the single-family side, and he did that very thing and then went burning down the multifamily path as a passive investor, done very, very well, retired now, in fact, and that program will be on our website as well. But good information, and to your point, if you want to self-manage, you get to explore the whole spectrum of what our broader membership base does as investors in essence. Now, we have our primary presenter that goes around Texas. You mentioned him earlier. That's David Fisher. Where have you done your seminar presentations?
I'm considered a national presenter, so I don't have a particular territory. I've covered Seattle. I just started in 2019 before COVID hit. So I did Seattle. I did Atlanta. I was scheduled for Phoenix, and then I substituted for David twice in San Antonio, and then I covered for him, he was covering for Dell, in Dallas in March of 2020. Literally, I did our last show before COVID hit.
Okay.
And then everything went down. And so that was, I think I did five shows before COVID took me off the road. So
gotcha.
That's where I am. And then I'll be back on the road in 2022, and I cannot wait.
And speaking of the road, I was looking at the calendar. There is a two-day financial freedom seminar going on right now in Richmond, Virginia. So we've got someone up there right now. And I think the message to broader audience, because commonly right now listening live, we've got our Texas audience, but those that listen after the show online as part of the podcast, we're getting out to your neighborhood. Would you say Seattle? I know we've got a big group in Portland. We're up that way, California, just all over. It really is a great opportunity, because one of our monikers is, live where you want, invest where you want. Just like Ed, you're living in Dallas, investing 2 hours away in Tyler. We've got investors that are going even farther afield as passive investors, like we said, Atlanta, Phoenix, wherever we've got lead investors operating.
My buddy Brian and the mentor Joe out there, they're just killing it in Richmond this weekend. I've been
in Richmond
on Facebook. Yeah, they're just having a great show.
Ah, okay. And that's another point as well I want to make. If you do want to attend the seminar, we're doing those live online as well. So they'll be live in person, and there will be the online component as well. In fact, I sat through and did this over 4 days. So in the evenings, it's offered as well, just recently online, virtually. So it's a great way to, for me, somebody that's been doing this for 9 years, why would you go back? Well, there's always new information. The market shift. So you want to keep on top of that. And last bit, we're in our last minute here. What do we have coming up at the end of this week, Ed?
Expo.
Yeah. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Me too. It's going to be packed. We'll take our precautions, of course. You should as well. But if you're interested in coming, check out the website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's actually here in our neck of the woods in Irving at the, actually in Las Colinas at the Irving Convention Center. That's going to be Friday, September 3rd and Saturday, September 4th. So this coming Labor Day weekend. Again, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. You can use my name, Andy, all caps, A-N-D-Y, for a discount there if you want to register. But great session. And a great place to meet lead investors like yourself, right, Ed?
Absolutely. And Andy, thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, hey, it's been great. A lot of information. I had so much more I wanted to cover with you, for sure. We hit a very upper level, but that progression, that is a common progression. We see people start with single family, get into the IROs, become lead investors, or say, hey, I just want to all do passive. Because you know what? It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Hey, thank you for listening. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening. listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.